Salmon River, where we're staying this week, is one of the only large rivers in America not dammed. It's also the largest river that starts and ends in one state, this one being Idaho. From our cabin in a bend of the river, we can see about a mile of it as it churns through this canyon with its steep walls on one side and green hills on the other. There's an island across from us and more upstream, all slowly submerging as the salmon rises about 1 foot a day. I figure at this rate, we need to leave in 3 days and hope the only road out of here is navigable. We're the only renters. Fishing's no good in these rapid, muddy currents, and cabins nearby are vacant, too. The guy who rents these bought them yesterday, cash on the barrelhead. Lodge, cabins, shop, tools, furniture, the whole shebang from the previous owner who has stage 4 cancer and is now in Mayo, receiving daily chemo and radiation. The new owner tells me it's human papillomavirus, an STD anyway, caused from, well, he says, eating too much pussy. Pardon my Idaho French. His face and neck are swollen, and if it hasn't spread lower, he might have a small chance of survival. If it has spread, Bob tells me matter-of-factly, he's fucked. If this river rises a few more feet, someone else is fucked. My boy put every dollar he'd made in his 69 years on this resort, his fifth entrepreneurial venture in the outdoor hospitality industry. From Ohio to Illinois, Missouri to Oregon, now here. Campgrounds, cabins, lodges, some seasonal, some year-round. I assume he's no neophyte. Still, he must be noticing the no-vacancy sign isn't going to be turned on anytime soon, and the season is short up here at 4,000 feet elevation. He tells me he doesn't care, and I believe him, although I haven't heard what his wife thinks. If I had to choose a spot to go slowly bankrupt in, this is better than most. Either way, I figure he'll die rich.